Wouldn't it be great if more of your fellow parishioners listened to Issues Etc.? Well, here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. The bulletin blurb is updated weekly, issuesetc.org. Stay connected, issuesetc.org.
Now it's time for us to announce Issues Etc. Blog of the Week. Now, usually it's just two. I have a pick, Jeff has a pick. This week it's actually three because I couldn't decide between two very different but two very helpful blogs I came across this week. But we always start with Jeff's pick. Now, we will read your blog, and I think, in fact, this week we got a couple people telling us that they had installed the Issues Etc. widget at their blog. The list is big now. I don't know. I haven't checked my Google Reader, but it's a rather large list of blogs that we're going through every week, perusing them, seeing if there's anything interesting. When we find it, we pick it as Blog of the Week. Find the widget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. It's at the bottom of the page. Then you have to let us know that you've put it at your blog and where your blog is. Talk back at issuesetc.org.
My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week is by Pastor Hans Feeney. It's a new blog called The High Midlife. It's a blog post titled P.S. I Hate You Part 1. Dear Low Church Praise Band Guy, I just wanted to drop you a quick line and set the record straight on a few things you seem to be confused about. You see, lately I've heard you lamenting how fewer and fewer people are coming to church and how the church herself is really failing to reach these folks. I've heard you talk about how you need to find ways to reach people who wouldn't be reached in traditional ways, how you need to offer them a form of worship that speaks their language and meets them where they are. You use words like impact and authentic. You talk about all this very stuff sincerely, and I'm sure y'all mean well. But the reason I don't go to church isn't that the traditions of the past don't speak to me. It's that I find organs and old hymns to be boring. And it's not that. I don't have the attention span to learn a liturgy that's not always terribly easy to follow. When you say things like that, you're really just embarrassing yourself by doing two things. These two things are, one, projecting onto me the things you actually don't like about going to church. Two, revealing that you've never actually talked to me about why I don't go to church. And the blog post concludes, "So, I hate to be this frank, but I thought you needed to hear it straight. I hate the gospel. I hate Jesus. And as long as that's the case, I will always hate you. Sincerely, the world." My pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week, I couldn't read it all, The High Midlife by Pastor Hans Feeney.
I can't wait for the second part of that one. That one is, I think that is a very insightful. I read that a week ago or so, and I thought it was great, and I had it picked out in advance, and then for some reason, I forgot it. My pick this week, actually, there are two of them. One is, I love the ones that have quotes. This comes from a blog of Grace Lutheran Church in Dreyer, Indiana, and it simply, C.S. Lewis on the liturgy, I'll read part of it. He says, "Every service is a structure of acts and words through which we receive a sacrament or repent or supplicate or adore. It enables us to do these things best. If you like, it works best when, though through long familiarity, we don't have to think about it. As long as you notice and you have to count the steps, you are not yet dancing, but only learning to dance. A good shoe is a shoe you don't notice. Good reading becomes possible when you need not consciously think about eyes or light or print or spelling. The perfect church service would be one where we are almost unaware of our and our attention would be on God." The quote ends, "But every novelty prevents this. It fixes our attention on the service itself, and thinking about the worship is a different thing from worshiping." That's C.S. Lewis on the liturgy. Now, the other pick that I have, you need to go watch this yourselves. It's a little lengthy. It's from Eschatology. I'll post both of these at our website, issuesetc.org. It's a video presentation that Pastor Eschat made, Pastor Christopher Eschat made at the Good Shepherd Conference. "My Friend, When I Am Dying, It Must Be Seen." I'll post a link to my pick and Jeff's pick for Issues Etc. Blog of the Week at issuesetc.org. When we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. We'll spend the first half talking about man's failed attempt to reach God with Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, and the second half, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans. You're listening to Issues Etc.